Martha worked while Mary listened. And Jesus told an annoyed Martha that Mary had chosen the better part. Paying attention only to work and not attending to spiritual matters isn't the better part. But I don't think that that's the main message of today's Bible reading. I think the main message has to do with challenging the status quo. Martha was doing the traditional tasks for women of her time. She was providing hospitality to a guest in her home. Mary was doing the traditional activity of a man of her time. She was sitting at the feet of a teacher, learning as a disciple. And Jesus embraced the out-of-bounds behavior on Mary's part, because that's what Jesus does. He invites the least likely to the circle. Jesus communicates that everyone has a place at the table. Think of all the reasons for keeping people out. Think of all the people that the ones who make the rules say are not allowed to join or to lead. See, there's something wrong with the status quo that tells people that they're not good enough to be in the club. And there's something even more wrong with demonizing and marginalizing folks who protest the status quo. It's completely wrong. See, we have made up rules and roles that people cling to, often citing their closely held religious beliefs, and decide that those religious beliefs are the ones that everyone must follow. It's not religious freedom, that's religious oppression. Think about roles that we have, either in church or in society. Roles relating to gender. It's not as big a deal anymore, especially in a church like Peace Memorial United, Peace Memorial Church, United Church of Christ, where we have men and women in leadership roles, as pastors, as you name it. There's no limit when it comes to gender or sex. Age, sometimes we have that, and maybe with good reason. When a confirmand joins the church and they're 13 or 14 years old, they cannot be the chair of the board of trustees yet, or the president of the board of trustees, mostly because you have to be 18 to sign contracts. So what are we going to do if someday a 16 or 17-year-old wants to take up leadership position and wants to be the president of the congregation? Gabe, right? There are roles about various abilities. Now, some of those become unwritten here in the sanctuary. We have a chancel area that communicates someone who has difficulty climbing stairs can't get up and preach. We have a railing there, and I know that that goes to good use, but there's no ramp. So we have some unwritten roles that we have and maybe haven't even noticed. Societally, there's all kinds of roles. Well, a person who doesn't have this ability can't do that. And I recognize that there are some things that a person needs to have strength to carry a certain amount of stuff to do construction work or whatever it is. But sometimes we cling on to these ability roles as if they're written in stone and there's no way to accommodate something different. Sometimes we have roles related to affiliation with a particular political party, or affiliation with a union, or not affiliation with a union, or whatever it is, and we decide that a person can or can't do something based on those affiliations. We also have roles and role limitations then when it comes to socioeconomic status. We don't like to talk about it, but societally we do. I hear people talking sometimes outside and inside of church about going to a particular area where it is poorer and being more afraid about crime or things like that. Sometimes it's related to someone talking about skin color, which really bothers me, and I don't call it out enough when I hear it. But I don't think that it has a place in Christianity, because Jesus welcomes and affirms all. We have rules in church and in society, how it has to be done. We have those at home. I have that at my house. Who loads the dishwasher at their house? Who thinks that everyone else in the house does it wrong? Both Tricia and I sometimes will load the dishwasher, and we do it slightly differently, and we will fix the other person's method of putting things in the dishwasher, so it's yes. How it has to be done, that's a more comical look, but sometimes we have ideas about it has to be done this way, and if it isn't done this way, then it didn't really happen. It's not the way Jesus worked. When it should be done, too. When is the right time to protest? When is the right time to pray? When is the right time to stand up and shout, "Pastor, you're wrong!" Come on, someone do it. Come on. Thanks, kids. We practiced that. No, we didn't. But sometimes we have ideas and rules about who can and cannot do it. And then we have rule makers, and we have rule keepers. Sometimes we call that gatekeepers. Gatekeepers to the faith, I have heard about. Gatekeepers to particular things in government. Gatekeepers to different communities. It wasn't too long ago. Our congregation has a history of kind of the opposite of gatekeeping. But we can own it. We were at 78th and Laughlin, and the neighborhood was changing, and we bought land out in the hills, in the heights, in the park. We bought land out here. It's changed a little bit since then, and I hope that Peace Memorial Church and all of us have grown to understand that the gospel isn't just for some people, that God's love isn't just for some people. It isn't, "O come, some of ye faithful." It's, "O come, all ye faithful." Because here's Jesus, because he upsets the status quo. He scoffs at the made-up rules that really only keep a particular group of people in power while marginalizing, mistreating, exploiting, and abusing the rest. Jesus points out, lifts up, and celebrates the unlikely ones, according to the power-centered prevailing rules. Jesus lifts up Mary, not because she wasn't doing the hospitality work, but because she was sitting at the feet of a disciple learning, standing outside of the roles that was expected of her. So what age do you think is too young or too old to vote? In the United States, it's 18, although many of us would say, "I don't know if an 18-year-old's ready to vote." That is the line that we've put, because there are many people who are 15 and 16 who are probably ready to vote, and many people who are 45 and 50 who are not ready to vote. I just read this week that the UK is changing their voting age to 16 by the next election. And the UK is not the only country in Europe or in the world that has the voting age being at 16. Belgium, Austria, the UK, and a few others have the voting age down to 16. What would happen in the United States if we did that? What would happen at Peace Memorial Church if we let a 16-year-old be the head of the Board of Trustees? Might be exciting. Might be some new ideas coming in, I don't know. What age do you think is too young to advocate for a just peace, or liberation, or equality, or civil rights, or mental health, or immigrants' rights, or dismantling systemic racism, How about ending abuse at the hands of the church? What age is too young to advocate for ending a genocide in Palestine? Jesus didn't let made-up societal or religious rules or roles stop people from living out the idea of love one another. Because Jesus isn't just about working together. Jesus is about encouraging one another. Jesus isn't just accepting. Jesus is affirming. Jesus isn't just inclusive. Jesus is expansive. New ideas, new voices, new opportunities, an expansive love in an expansive community. Let's remember that word, expansive. It doesn't just mean growing in numbers. It means growing in strength, spirit, and numbers. Because the status quo, societally, even for churches, isn't sustainable. Jesus' expansive encouragement, affirmation, love, and community is sustainable. So let us celebrate diversity and community. Let us truly live out not only being open and affirming, but celebrational and expansive. Let us encourage one another and learn from one another. A vibrant, inclusive Christian community living out love, respect, and dignity for everyone. And let's stop what keeps us from living out and doing that. Because it is in encouraging, affirming, attending to, listening to, and cooperating with one another that we approach what Jesus' desire is. Let's be about those opportunities. Let's be about that work. Amen.